online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
It's understood the government has criticised the police handling of disruption caused by drone sightings at Gatwick Airport. Measures are also reportedly being put in place to stop copycat incidents. Sussex Police say it's looking into reports of 67 sightings after suggesting the possibility there may have been no drones at all. Sky's Tamara Cohen has more from this morning's conference call between the force and ministers.
What was mentioned on that call was the police response yesterday, in particular that comment that there may not have been any genuine sightings of drones. I understand there was an acknowledgement on the call that that was not a brilliant communication response, that it was a bit of a mess up for the police to say that.
KMFM News.
The Coast Guard say someone could have been killed or seriously injured when what's thought to have been a laser pen was directed at the crew of a boat from the shore in Broadstairs. Rescue teams were sent out last night after the green light was spotted. Police have also been told about it, but no suspects have been found. An online fundraising page has been set up to help a family in Deal who lost their home in a fire just days before Christmas. The blaze ripped through a house on Mill Road on Saturday night, and more than 20 firefighters were needed to tackle the flames. Charity worker Luke Shaw says he wants to do something to help.
I saw the post on the local social media page about the devastating fire that two families have lost their homes. I knew how devastating that would be at this time of year. A lot of people were asking, aren't they, someone set up a GoFundMe page or raise money for them. So that's what I did.
The aim is to raise £500 to give to them in the new year. KMFM has been told a new theatre could open in Ashford in the next 5 years, but not in a building people have been campaigning for. More than 3,000 people have signed a petition calling for the former Mecca Bingo in the Lower High Street to be converted into one. But council bosses say it's too old and they want to put the 750-seat theatre in a new building instead. And with just a day to go until you open your Christmas present, you're being urged to make sure any technology you get is secure. A lecturer at the Uni of Kent says smart devices like fitness trackers or voice assistants could come with a risk. Dr. Jason Nurse is from the School of Computing.
They're great because they let you kind of walk into a living room and say, you know, Alexa, turn the light on and the light comes on, or all these kind of things are kind of possible. But you really need to kind of double check when you set these devices up, see what data they're sharing, and always be mindful of what you say around them and do around them.
He's also warning us to use a strong password and update software to protect our cyber security.
Sport. With DinoRod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Football, and Jurgen Klopp has asked for less pressure to be put on his Liverpool side. They've been touted as potential Premier League champions after opening up a 4-point lead at the top of the league. Klopp says he wants his team focused on the short term. That's the latest. Next update at 2.